Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Katy Perry, thank you. You're listening to the Trex Radio Show live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGORadio.com. And Joe Tobin is my guest. Open mic night coming up. When is that happening, Joe?
May 18th. Wednesday
May
night.
18th.
Fox Lab.
Okay. And I want to play, since we're going to have fun this hour, I played this last night. So weather reporters sometimes get a little nutty wacky.
Sure.
They're the go-to nutty wacky. Right.
Guy.
So there's this weather reporter in Hungary that got fired this week because he thought that adding the sounds of flatulence would be a good idea. This would be Hungary's top of the network news, just like you just heard with us. So it played all across the country. Are you ready?
Here we go. I'm ready.
All right. Let me see if it'll play. It's giving me a hard time. Why is it giving me a hard time?
Az a szél, ami aztán, hogyha jön, akkor mindent elvisz.
A little heavy-handed.
He was canned.
Be better if I could understand Hungarian.
It is always funny. I would be a little more, I'd be a little more selective, you know, start with a small one.
Tim Sika would probably say it's in that movie Mother's Day.
Yeah, man, I'm still kind of reeling from that.
Don't see that movie.
I thought for sure it was going to be good.
Bad. Yeah, it's just for the paycheck. All right, so all things sports, what did you think about the guy, the draft last night?
Oh, the dude with the...
the bong?
That's a great image. That's like the image of the... Of the draft. Now he, okay, so I didn't follow the whole thing.
Okay, so.
It's the video is legit, but somebody hacked his thing and released it.
Right. Okay. So his name's Laramie Tunsil, and he fell to 13th place because the video of a bong hit. So the way this worked was, by the way, I mean, we do have good news, and we should start with the good news because the NFL draft went down yesterday. The first round quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams was picked, and it was Jared Goff from, Cal.
Take a listen.
With the first pick in the 2016 NFL draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Jared Goff, quarterback, California.
And this is the guys at Cal were watching the draft, and, of course, how could they not love it? They went
nuts. The NFL draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Jared Goff.
Good for them.
Good for them, yes.
Yeah,
second second Cal player to go first overall. It's exciting.
It's fun. Okay, so then there's this story. Offensive tackle Laramie Tunsil was supposed to go as high as, I guess, number three, right?
Yeah, they were saying three going into the draft, and even earlier this year they were saying he could even go number one.
And he ended up falling to the Miami Dolphins at the number 13 spot thanks to a bong hit. Just 13 minutes before the draft was supposed to start, a video was posted on Tunsil's Twitter account.
Lots of 13s in this story.
I know. Showing him smoking a bong out of a gas mask.
It's a beautiful picture. It's
got to be the top trending thing today. Both the video and the account were deleted shortly afterward. Tunsil says his account was hacked, apparently by someone who wanted to sabotage him. That's not a stretch. Even the stupidest person in the world would never post the video when they're in the middle of the draft. So, of course,
sabotage cost him millions of dollars.
Right. So here is.
A lot of teams are so surprised that he was smoking the bong at the combine.
The 2016 NFL draft. Right. The Miami Dolphins select Laramie Tunsil, tackle, Ole Miss.
And then he was asked about this whole bong thing and being hacked.
I'm not worried about that right now. I just know I got hacked, and we're trying to find out who did it. But like I said, I'm blessed just to be here in the NFL. I'm blessed just to be a part of the Miami Dolphins organization.
So what's interesting to me about this is like this, people saying that he dropped, like he went all the way down to 13. So like we know, like there are teams that were going to pick him like 4, 5, or six or something.
Yeah,
like
now number three.
What team said, oh, we're better not take this guy? Because like, I mean, yeah, that's
ten. Because he smoked marijuana
that's
once,
crazy, right?
Out of a gas mask.
Ten teams. Well, bad image with the gas mask. I mean, did you see the viral? The video or the picture?
I just saw the picture.
Rolling around.
Well, you know what else happens, though? It's not necessarily 10 teams passed on him, but other teams didn't have that same need.
That's what I'm
saying. Within their organization.
Like, yeah,
so maybe
it's
the next
like
team that
needed. Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
Two teams passed or one team even.
That's what I'm
and
thinking.
Then the next team that had that need were like, this is the most talented guy. Yeah. We're going to take him.
If you look at the teams from like 3 through 12 who drafted offensive tackles, which I believe is an offensive tackle, I believe,
yeah.
Right? Maybe they like, well, I'm not sure about this guy, but I don't know.
But check
right.
this out.
It did cost him a lot of money, though. This is true.
Well, and check this out. So according to TMZ, there's talk that Tunsil's stepfather was the one who hacked into his account because they're not on good terms. That's,
I don't know. Stepfather sounds awful old to know how to hack into a Twitter account.
If you listen to TMZ, allegedly they're not getting along in bad blood. And my God. Brian, you made a great point earlier when we were talking about this. I mean, the millions that this guy has lost because of this.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, it's going to affect the first half of his career, right? It's
right?
Or at least the first few years. And, you know, they have contract negotiations. But a lot of what they make is kind of built into where they're drafted as rookies.
For sure. So if you think about it, I wanted to go to the point that you made about the whole family. Just think about Jared Goff. You think about how much he's going to make. Tens of millions, okay?
Eventually. So, they've changed it a little bit. Like they've reduced the rookie scale. He's still gonna make a lot of money. But there was a time when like, you know, the first round pick would get tens of millions of dollars before even playing a game, and then those players would be terrible.
Yeah, half the time they wouldn't work out.
Yeah. Marcus Russell. Jamarcus.
He said he would play in the NFL for free, by the way. Jamarcus Russell did earlier this week. I'm
somebody
like,
somebody might take him up on that.
That's about what they would probably pay you at this point.
And I heard a rumor there's a petition going around the country on the internet to bring Tim Tebow back.
What?
Yes.
That's just Tebow's family. Nobody signed that petition. Get out of here. Nobody wants that guy back.
His family could have made a fortune off of this, even his stepfather.
Well, yeah, so if it was his stepfather, so this is how it could have happened. He could have,
right.
Like, I have my password and Twitter password saved on my laptop at home. So if stepdad came across that and was like, oh, I'll just post this
old picture from years ago.
So he could have done that.
Right, and he could have banked, you know how this goes in the NFL. You make... I don't know, $30, $40 million, you're going to help your parents and your family,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's the first thing you do is you buy houses for your family.
I like how Kimmel was talking last night to Jared Goff. Take a listen.
Have you thought about the first irresponsible purchase you might make with with the new money that you're about to get?
I think I'm going to get like a nice massage chair, and that's probably not very useful for more than a month.
We get you a sharper image catalog immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have any interest in being the Bachelor while you're here? No, nothing, none at all, huh?
No.
Do you have a girlfriend? Can we get you a Kardashian or something like that?
No girlfriend.
We really want you to be happy while you're here.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
He's playing it straight.
Yeah.
Yeah, coming off of that other mess with Laramie Tunsil.
Yeah.
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 So.
Yeah, man, LA's, they're trying. They're going to do everything they can to, like, get people to come watch pro football in a, I think, 2,000-year-old stadium? I don't know, they're playing in the... Like,
I don't think it matters. Bad. Can you imagine being Jared today, knowing that you're going back to Los Angeles? I mean, you're going to Los Angeles with their first NFL team in, what, a decade?
Yeah, they're chomping at the bit for a team down there.
It's been a couple decades, I think.
At least 20 years, yeah.
Oh, has it been 20 since the Raiders split?
It was early 90s.
All right. Wow, I didn't know that. So, I mean, he's going to be living large.
Yeah.
Rolling large.
I want to say 94, I think. Yeah,
I don't think it lasts very long, though. I don't. We'll see. If the Rams, I don't know. I think it'll last as long as the Rams are good, because otherwise people in L.A., like, they just don't, I don't think they care. They're into USC, they're into other stuff. I don't know. We'll see. But
well, then there's the Clippers. Will they pull it out? When is that game?
That's happening now.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's happening right now. So we're going to find out maybe by the end of the show or a little bit later who the Warriors will play in the next round if the Trailblazers beat the Clippers tonight.
This is a fun piece. This Week in Crying Men, as we wait for the news.
The Week in Men Crying. Memphis Grizzlies head coach Dave Yeager after the Grizzlies were swept from the NBA playoffs by the San Antonio Spurs.
I can't tell you enough how proud I am of every guy that is in that locker room and has come through that locker room. This season's been hard. It's been really hard. And I could have quit. Could have not made the playoffs. And every day they came out and they fought like crazy. This was not planned.
I just want you to know
Thank you for a great season.
LA Clippers head coach Doc Rivers after losing stars Chris Paul and Blake Griffin for the rest of the NBA playoffs.
I'm not crying. I'm being discouraged. Brad made me think about my mom. So, thanks, guys.
The Week in Men Crying.
Now, do we want that crybaby up here playing our Warriors? I guess we do, don't we? Maybe.
You guys definitely want the Clippers right now.
We want the Clippers.
With their two biggest stars out of the lineup right now, a head coach that can't hold it together during a press conference.
Oh, my God. You know it's bad when it's the coach.
Yeah. I love that there's already the talk starting of how the Clippers franchise is cursed. Because, like, all this bad stuff has happened since the Donald Sterling business.
Yeah.
It's not been a good run since that time, but. There was a great story, too. Did you see, because Doc Rivers' kid plays on the Clippers as well. And, like, someone was asking him about, like, you know, is there, like, any kind of, like, a special treatment thing? And he basically says that he like, only knows his father through basketball. Like, they don't talk in real life. They have, like, separate
basketball speak.
Yeah. Like, they don't.
Wow.
And if it was Ted Cruz, it would be through a basketball ring. was a gaffe if you missed that earlier in the show.
Got a score update for you. It's 58-56, Clippers beating the Trailblazers right now in the third quarter.
Well, I hope that I hope that Doc's holding it together. I mean, don't cry on the floor and make it wet.
Yeah.
Oh, don't do that up here. We'll run you out of town.
Not to be confused with Doc's lab on May 18th.
Hey, look at this guy.
There
look at this pro.
Joe Tobin,
Wow, we should try to get Doc Rivers to come to the Doc's lab.
We'll be back with more of the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. First, with a look at traffic, we've got Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
KGO 810 Traffic. She makes
me smile. These are the Monkees.
The Monkees.
Hey.
It's their new song.
I was going to say, they back? Yep. Okay, this is great. Last time I was here, I learned that there was a new song by Rick Astley, which I didn't know about.
That's right.
Yeah. And now...
The Monkees.
Now, at least this new Monkees song does kind of... It's very reminiscent of the old Monkees, whereas that new Rick Astley song, I don't know what that went nowhere.
Yeah, that went nowhere. Good Times is the first Monkees album in 20 years, so it's also the first since Davy Jones died in 2012. It features songs.
This is my next question of how many Monkees were.
Right.
Still jumping on the bed.
Yeah.
Feature songs written by Harry Nilsson, Death Cab for Cutie, Noel Gallagher from Oasis.
Really?
And Neil Diamond, I never knew this. Neil Diamond wrote their biggest hit, I'm a Believer.
No way.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
What's Neil doing these days? I guess he's very retired.
I think he's got a lot of money. I think that every so often he probably does some shows in Vegas or someplace. Like, he tours. He's doing all right.
Yeah, I mean.
So did those songwriters you mentioned, did they contribute new songs?
Yes.
Okay.
Songs written by those guys for the Monkees.
Boy, I have been waiting for
You've been waiting for 20 years.
Death Cab for Cutie to finally clear up their schedules and get together and do something.
All right.
What was that song called?
She Cries for Me.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see here. No. She Makes Me Laugh. What am I saying?
It's a thin line anyway. She makes me smile. You get to see the overweight dads.
It's right. Nice.
Yeah. Doc Rivers needs a song like that.
I mean, it's life. It's no Adam Levine, as we were listening to last segment.
He's a pain in the ass.
That guy, man. I knew when you started playing the song and you were like, oh, is that Adam Levine? I was like, I know it is because I can smell Axe body spray, which you can smell as soon as you play an Adam Levine song. There you go. You smell it?
It just kills me. He's so talented, but I just think he's an ass.
You know what's funny? My dad is in his 60s right now, and the last time I went home, I opened up the cabinet, and he had Axe body spray in there.
Oh, man.
And I'm, like, too embarrassed to ask him about it. Because I'm like, Dad, 12-year-old boys have this.
Right.
What are you doing
town,
with this?
Man.
Yeah. He must be getting out and about.
Are your folks together? What's this?
My mom passed away, like, almost 10 years ago now. Right.
So
my dad's like,
out there,
I guess, getting out on the prowl with his dentures.
Dad's
and his
right swiping or whatever it is. He's out there. He's axing
with
it up.
With his Axe deodorant spray.
Love it.
What was the smell? I mean,
I don't even remember. I was just horrified to see Axe.
Was it in a plastic bag marked Exhibit A? That's where most Axe products.
I know. That's what I was thinking too. It's like, well, really, I don't know, Brian. Yeah, what's Daddy up to? Hope he's not being a daddy. let's not go there. You know, they're putting out a new app that you can use on your iPhone to detect whether you have BO or not.
Really?
Yeah, it'll be out sometime. In May.
How does it do that?
I don't know. Your phone can do a number of things. Your iPhone. So,
let me guess. It was developed by roll-on companies, antiperspirant companies.
I think probably a startup here in San Francisco. Who knows? Everybody's got a startup.
I want one that detects bad breath because you never know if you have
halitosis.
Terrible breath. Unless you just ate an onion, then you just take it for granted.
Well, I don't think you'd get that close to people that it's
you
a
just
problem.
Ate an onion, too. What is wrong with my breath? Takes a bite out of onion.
I don't know. These microphones can get smelly. We're pretty close to these things.
Oh, I take them off. Yeah, we have filters. Notice I remove mine.
That's smart.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to play this for you. This is fun. So, two police officers in Texas were indicted Tuesday for tricking prostitutes into sleeping with them.
What?
See, this is the old classic. They set up a fake sting operation and recruited real prostitutes to be part of it. And then they put the women through all kinds of tests to see if they were qualified, including having actual sex.
Yeah. That was part of they wanted them to join the sting operation.
Yes. They want to make sure that they knew what they were doing. Oh, yeah. So, and this is Bexar County. So it's San Antonio. It's the Live Oak Police Department. Take a listen.
Our allegation is that they misused their authority and their position to set up a fake sting operation to coerce, basically fraudulently, to bring these women into this sexual escapade in this situation.
You know, it involved everything from consuming alcohol to, you know, asking them questions about, are you comfortable with holding my hand or kissing, or are you comfortable disrobing in front of men?
And dudes in it. And they did. Allegedly.
They're like, yeah, they're pretty comfortable. They're prostitutes. They're probably comfortable with holding your hand and having a drink. Wow, that's some good police work right there, I'll tell you what. So there wasn't even a sting operation either. They were just like, hey, here's an idea.
Right, we're going to set this up and make you believe, and apparently that worked.
Why not just go to a prostitute? It's probably much less overhead.
Well, they're police officers.
Yeah.
So if you set it up probably the I would think the prostitutes didn't know that it was a fake sting operation.
Sure, I would imagine.
So they would say, look, here's what we're doing. I know that you're a prostitute, and we're not going to bust you, but we're going to set up this sting, and we have to practice.
You have to practice. We want you to do your job for free, by the way.
Oh, my goodness. All right. I have something else to play for you. So this woman, her name is Alexis Boomer. She went on a rant on Facebook that, I don't know, became a huge deal. And she's ranting about millennials, and she is one.
As a millennial, I took it upon myself to try to evaluate what's so wrong with our generation and why they're so mad at us. And then I pretty much realized that we're just existing. We're not really contributing anything to society. Our generation doesn't have the basic manners that include no ma'am and yes ma'am. We don't respect our elders. We don't even respect our country. We're stepping on our flag instead of stepping up to volunteer. And we idolize people like Kim Kardashian, and then we shame people like Tim Tebow. We're lazy, we're really entitled, and we want to make a lot of money and have free education, but we're not really willing to put in the work. We're more divided as a country than ever before, and I think our generation actually has a lot to do with that. Everything that used to be frowned upon is now celebrated.
She's saying her entire generation, the millennials, suck. And so, of course, Fox and Friends invited her on the show.
Oh, boy.
I just had to tell people, and I tried to, it was a call to action more than a rant. It was telling all of us that we should step up and prove people wrong and be the better generation and not go out with such a bad reputation. I drove back to my parents' business, and I was sitting there, and I was like, okay, I could either go on Facebook and post a rant about it, or I can just sit here and not do anything about it. So I had only 11,000 followers. I posted a video. I wrote some notes down, and I was like, okay, you know what? It's not going to be as passionate if I don't just go for it. So I went for it, and then it resonated well with everyone, which was very surprising. I'm going to lead by example. I'm going to practice things my parents taught me, which is kindness and respect. And often now people view kindness as a weakness, and I don't think it's that at all. And it doesn't take anything. It costs nothing to be kind and just have a common respect and decency.
God bless you, Alexis. Anything I can do to help your career, you let me know. Get my phone number.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, please. I'm going to heave. Oh, Ansley Earnhardt from Fox and Friends.
11,000 followers. That's pretty good.
Well, now that's created more than 41 million times it's been viewed. But I have to say, here's what I don't like. Look, what she's saying is very nice, but she's throwing all the millennials under the bus, and unjustly and unfairly, I would say, because I find that to be a bunch of BS.
Fair.
Yes.
I mean, it sounds to me like she's accurately describing kind of the worst case scenario. But you're right, it's not necessarily everybody.
No, it's not. Matter of fact.
It's just only, just the ones that I've met.
We had a great guest in here last night talking about the fact that we're working across four or five generations now at this point in the workplace. And I love reverse mentoring. With millennials, I find it to be a godsend for someone.
What is reverse mentoring?
In other words, yes, you're having the millennial in here. For instance, you've met Dwayne, one of my interns.
Yeah,
he's a great guy. He goes to San Francisco State, and I'm an Xer from the beginning. Right there at the edge, and I've learned so much from him and a lot of other millennials. And I think to throw them as she did under the bus. Just generalizing like that is horrible.
Okay.
And it just plays to that Fox whole mentality.
Mm. If you listen to that rant again, though, she basically says what all people who are seniors or getting older say about up-and-coming new generations. I heard some of the same words said about Gen X when I was
younger. Of course. Yes, we were lazy and what were we? We were all Nirvana pretty much personified us. Yeah, we were all Kurt Cobain.
Slackers, man.
We were all slackers.
Man.
Right.
I mean, she did say that in her little rant there. So, it just sounded like somebody from an older generation complained. Like she could have copied it from 20 years ago or something.
She knew what she was doing. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
And I don't like her.
I don't like it. I don't like her. I don't like Ainsley Earnhardt kissing her butt. Yeah.
That was like anything I can help you in your career. Your career as a professional Facebook poster.
Please.
With 11,000 followers.
That's nice.
41 million views. Hey, who am I to say? All right, we've got to take a break, and we'll be back with Joe Tobin and Brian Pelletier from the KGO Newsroom joining me tonight on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810 with a look at traffic. Here's Lee Graham. Party Next Door featuring Drake. If you like Rihanna's work, you should check out Party Next Door's original reference track. Just leaked online. The demo still features Drake, but Rihanna isn't on it. I don't know. It's unclear when it was recorded, but obviously it was before it was handed over to Rihanna. You need to get done.
I don't hear any Rihanna there.
No, you don't. That's what I'm. It was leaked online, and I think it was on purpose. A lot of nastiness going on out there.
Wait, who do you think leaked it? The same guy leaked the Tunsil video?
Obviously.
Drake. I think Drake fell down to the Jets at 18, I think.
Everybody's at war with each other, I have to tell you. So you heard about Live with Kelly and Michael Strahan?
I heard a little bit. If it's what I think it is.
Divorce
or something? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, I mean, we're talking about Live. It used to be with Kelly and Regis, and before that with Regis and Kathy Lee back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day.
The show is 30 years old, and... I think that Michael Strahan has been there 4 years. It took 9 months to pick him, and now they never got along with each other. Imagine that, people in show business not getting along with each other. Shocking. But they offered him the gig on GMA because their numbers are sliding. They've got that gap to fill, like between his teeth, with the Today Show. And so they decided to run with him and pay him big, big bucks.
And he's going to go to GMA. This is happening.
Yes. And he was originally going to go in September. And, well, she went crazy. She didn't show up for work.
What?
So she,
I had no idea. She did not
show up to work for days.
Really?
Yeah, was it like 2 or 3 days that she didn't show up? It was bad. It was bad. It was completely disrespectful in her eyes. And her, like I said, the two of them never got along with each other. And her reasoning was is that he would always, so the story goes allegedly, because he would always roll in with an entourage and made it all about him. And
so I don't know.
It was just ugly.
What network is live on?
It's Disney. Yeah.
Oh, that's also ABC?
Yep.
So he's just going from one ABC property to another.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, if you didn't hear it, I'll play it for you. This is Kelly Ripa. This is the first day she came back, and it was really awkward because it was a one shot on her, and he's off over there on the, you know, out of the shot.
Counting his money.
No, he's sitting at the desk, but they didn't turn his microphone off, so you can kind of hear him breathing in the background. You probably won't on AM radio, but I'll play it for you.
So what transpired, though, over the course of a few days has been extraordinary. In the sense that it started a much greater conversation about communication and consideration, and most importantly, respect.
He sounds mad. Yeah,
she's furious.
She's furious. She's wow.
And they've been sniping it at each other for the last several days. Let me find this because
What I had heard was that at some point she made a crack or she took a swipe at him about his divorce or something.
Yes, that was, yeah.
That's as far as I knew. I didn't know this whole glorious backstory.
Yeah, that was today. She made an unflattering respect. She did it quickly, slyly, too. She was talking about it, and you know, this is a statistic about people getting divorced. Well, Michael, you should know you were divorced, and by the way, and these are the
Yikes.
Stats. Yeah, it was ugly.
That's fantastic. And then, how much longer is he going to be on? This is going to be great.
Next week, that's it, and he's out of there.
That's going to be
because
great.
Because it's like vitriolic nasty. But yesterday, she made a snide remark about the contract negotiations.
But how big does he get? How big does he get?
This is as big as he gets.
That's as big as he gets.
It's a
wildlife, though. It's all Matilda.
Would you like a napkin?
I want to take him into contract negotiations with me.
Okay. Wow.
He
always gets his way with a president.
Yeah, and then today the
trying to be funny about it. That's
right.
Even worse.
And today the the divorce reference.
Woo.
Awkward.
Yeah.
They're
gonna end up firing her too.
Well, and so this is the thing. Yeah, something's got to give. So there's a rumor going around that they're going to give Michael the third hour of GMA because they want females, and he attracts a lot of females. So Kelly could be brought into the fold there. But if that happens, there's only so much network time available in the morning. So that would mean that it's either they're going to keep it 2 hours and just put him on with Stephanopoulos and the rest of the group.
I was going to say, though, it's 2 hours right now, right?
Right.
Two.
If they expand it to three, something's got to give. That means live has to go. Or
so they get rid of live.
Maybe.
And then make GMA.
Now, I'll tell you what. Man. So the only thing that's changing my mind on this is something I heard today. But then they have Rachel Ray, which is a little shaky. And
they have her now? No.
She follows live.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so then there's Rachel Ray for an hour, and then they have The View. And then it goes to local news across the country.
These are
the hours that they have to work with. So something's got to give. Now, I heard a rumor today that Billy Bush is up for the gig and Mario Lopez.
Oh, man.
Yeah, both.
For live,
which makes me think that they might want to save it, which if I'm Rachel Ray, I'm a little bit nervous. And I don't think the people on The View care. I mean, I know Whoopi doesn't give a damn. She would love for them to break that contract.
That show is a mess.
It is a mess.
I don't know how it can keep going. Yeah, and it keeps losing ratings.
Is it still Hasselbeck? Is she still on there, too? Or did she go?
Oh, no. That was the greatest when Hasselbeck and Rosie were on. Yeah, that's back in the day.
Their battles are legendary.
What is your current lineup? It's like the Avengers. I lose track of who's doing what.
I don't even know. Joy Behar came back, and that's good because I love Joy.
Yeah.
Whoopi's still the host. Mm-hmm. Raven Simone's on there, and I don't know who the other two people are. Are you Googling?
I'm looking it up here.
Google-licious.
Yeah. I actually end up watching The View quite a bit because I'm always at the gym when The View is on.
Oh.
So they're up on the screen. I can't hear what they're saying at all. But
Whoopi, you're at the gym all the time. Paula Faris, Michelle Collins.
Okay.
Candace Cameron.
I don't think Michelle Collins is still on.
It says co-host.
Okay, maybe she is.
And there's a bunch of contributors. Raven Simone is a co-host also. There's six people on the ABC site listed as co-hosts.
All right.
And a bunch of contributors as well.
They must rotate them around a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, they have hosts come in and out.
Oh, that could be. I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay.
Not stuff everybody. Like that. So not everybody's there every day.
There's your starters. There's the bench. You know, you get some quality bench minutes from Raven Simone during the 8 o'clock hour or
something. She's a little nutty wacky. And then Whoopi's getting into the pot business, medicinal marijuana. Oh, yeah, for women. She's being brilliant about this because she's going
after marketing special
medical marijuana for
women,
especially for menstrual cramps and things like that. So if you think about it, it's genius.
Sure.
Yeah. Right?
She's going to get that market cornered, man. That's great.
Right. And then Roseanne Barr's doing the same thing in SoCal.
Yeah, and there are already businesses all around California and I assume the United States lining up to get their hands on this product.
Right. So, and Whoopi's had enough of this for a long time. She's going to be hallelujah moment the day they pull the plug on that because she wants out of that contract.
Yeah, and I imagine she eventually would like to get back into movies and stuff.
I don't know.
You think?
I don't,
she wants to get back in time for Mother's Day 2 or something?
She's been don't go see Mother's Day if you're just joining us. Tim Seeker reviewed it. It was the worst movie he's ever seen. Yes.
I got invited to a preview of it, and now I'm not going to go.
Julia Roberts, don't go. I've never heard him rip a film like he did that one tonight.
Yeah. That was legendary.
Yes, it was epic.
You mentioned
famous actors, like just cashing a paycheck.
That's it, so don't go. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. Joe Tobin is my guest, and coming up, we'll... We'll get to some other news, some wacky news. Joe Tobin, Mike Knight is happening Wednesday, May 18th. Where are you playing at? North
Doc's
Shore?
Lab, North Beach.
Yep, Doc's Lab. Friday, everybody, with Joe Tobin. Mike Knight is happening Wednesday, May 18th, in the North Shore at Doc's Lab. Make sure you check it out. We love having you in here.
Thank you, sir.
Just hang.
I'm digging this Friday playlist that we got.
I know, right? Well, thank you to Karen.
What was that last one? What was that song?
I don't even know what.
Friday, she's Rebecca Black.
Friday, Rebecca Black. I have a story for you. What, you're not a cat lady, are you?
I'm both. Cats and dogs.
Oh,
I love them all.
Well, I know you love all animals. Yeah, yeah. Well, Valerie, who produces for me some days of the week, I know she's a cat lady. She'll absolutely, you know, I don't know how many. How many cats does she have? I have to ask her.
Only a couple, I think.
Oh, okay. 62% of single women with cats think their pets are bad for their love lives. Okay.
They don't care.
They don't care, right. Well, and the cats don't give a damn either. You know that.
That's cats, what's most important.
I know, right? So do people still think it's a turnoff when women have cats? Well, like lots of cats, people say no. Women who own cats say yes. This new survey found 62% of single women with cats think their pets are negatively affecting their love lives. I'll have to save this for Valerie next week. A quarter of them are worried that people they date think them as being, quote, crazy cat ladies, and almost a quarter of them don't admit that they have cats until they're really comfortable with someone. But unfortunately for them, it looks like their cats aren't the issue, so they're going to have to dig deeper for why they, you know, things haven't been going so great. The majority of people say they don't have a problem dating with somebody who has a cat. 25% say it's actually a positive thing. Only 6% say they'd think a woman is lonely because she owns cats. The survey didn't ask about single men with cats.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I mean, I think that, you know, speaking as a single hetero gentleman in the city, I think it's less about the stereotype that women with cats are crazy. Like, it's less that. Some people just don't like cats.
I don't.
You know? Like, it's hurting your dating life, but not because I think you're a crazy cat lady. I just don't like cats.
I don't dislike cats because they're cats. I'm horribly allergic to them.
I was allergic when I was younger, so there's always that risk.
Yeah, like I get that asthma thing going, and so I don't know.
But if I was dating somebody for a little while and then I found out that they had a cat, I don't know if I would call it off. Based on the fact that they have a cat.
How are they hiding the fact that they have a cat?
Well,
the entire apartment is just hair.
We're going to your house tonight, babe.
Yeah.
So 2/3 of the women out there who have cats, I guess is more than one, think that they're crazy cat ladies in their own minds. That's the toxoplasmosis thing going on.
It's taken over.
Yeah, right.
That's a big word. What does that mean?
That means that's the parasite that cats carry.
I was reading about that.
And it does make them crazy. Yes, it can make you crazy. Yes.
Yeah,
that's a true thing.
That is insane.
You know, Karen.
That's dangerous.
But you can also be crazy without owning cats.
Well, I know, but...
And I'm good with that.
That's
the point. What if you're doubling down and you don't know it?
Yeah, I forgot about that disease.
You've worked here for a long time.
Well, that's a good point.
I don't know. And this reminds me of my father. God bless my mother. She had two cats, and they both recently passed. But, my dad forever was the same as me. He was very, very allergic to the cats. Mm-hmm. So he had to be popping Sudafeds every day.
Every day.
To tolerate the cats. And I just think... Like, yikes. That's a big sacrifice.
Yeah. It is true. There is there's no crazy dog lady stereotype.
Oh no, I am.
You know? All one side.
I was just gonna say, you just walked right into that, Joe.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you can't own like 37 dogs.
That's true.
Without drawing some sort of ire from your neighbors, but I feel like you can hide the cats better because they're in and they're out. They're not around all the time.
Karen rides her dog.
Like ponies.
Like a pony.
I think people just like...
Look, here's my abolitionist, my basset hound.
See?
Yeah, see?
I think people in general, yeah. I don't know, I think people just in general like dogs more than they like cats.
I think so, too. The dogs are more social, so of course.
Yeah, exactly.
They may be your friend, but... Well, they're probably not. You know that. But, yeah, they probably don't like other people.
No.
Well, for instance, when I would go home when those cats were still around, and of course I had to take my inhaler because I couldn't breathe, but they would scatter. They didn't want anything to do with me.
No. I've had cats and had like partners, roommates that had cats, and the cats never liked me. They could tell that I don't like them. They could tell.
Well, we're on a roll here. I hate to pull the sexism card, but damn, everyone's sexist. But not me, of course, but just everybody else. This new survey found that when a woman has a lot of gray hair, people think she's 6 years older than she is. But when a man has a lot of gray hair, people only think of him as 3 years older than he is. The survey also found that 75% of women dye their gray hairs when they first notice them versus only 18% of the men. Men are actually much more worried about going bald. 3/4 of them say they're actually more worried about losing their hair than going gray.
Sure.
And only 36 are actually worried about their hair turning gray. Okay, so...
Who's doing this survey? Supercuts?
Daily Mail. No, so you'll love this story. So a couple weeks ago, the grays are coming in, right? So
yeah.
I'm blessed. I got a full head. I don't even have the crowning thing going on here. In 51. All right, so, and I went and I said, oh, let's get the Just for Men thing.
Okay.
Try that out, right? So I got it, but I got dark brown, which is, it's almost black, and I put it on. Sharon's like, oh, my God, what the hell is going on with your hair? And I said, oh, it's not that bad, is it? She goes, it's horrific. It looks like a helmet. And your haircut is really super bad. And I admit this. I've got like a $7 haircut a month ago because I'm a cheap ass.
Splurged, huh?
Right.
Like, all right. Yeah, I think I've earned this.
And I knew that Thursday was the discount day, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, right. Yeah, and I got a bad haircut. So then on top of the bad haircut, I put the wrong color.
I want a haircut, but I also want change of a 10.
Right, right. And then I came in, and when was it? Was it this past Monday? I think it was Chip Franklin called me on it, and he said, what is up? Do you have like a bad toupee working?
So like the dye, like the color was just the same?
Of course, he's completely bald. Okay. So, I mean, this for that.
It doesn't. I mean, how long ago was this? It looks.
It looks okay because it's a couple weeks past.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
And I didn't even notice. I'm sorry.
Good. Thank you.
That's good.
Yeah, because everybody's giving me a hard time, and you know, and Chip called it immediately.
Of course.
What's up with the helmet head,
dude? He's a little sensitive to
the hair thing.
The hair, yeah.
Well, he doesn't have any. I want to ask him if he has to shave that all the time.
Oh.
Because that's a lot of work, I would think. I mean, just shaving in general is a pain in the ass.
Like an everyday thing.
You should ask him that, but make sure you have a box of the Just for Men hair dye in your hand that you just bought.
Well, what about you, Joe Tobin? You've always got this, like, 5 o'clock shot. You've got a mustache, but you've got, like, the 5 o'clock shot.
Yeah,
how do you keep that at that length and not longer?
I had, like, the trimmers.
Oh,
okay. At their the setting with no plastic thing.
Well, you would think a guy my age would know what the hell time is with that. But I still cannot grow a beard.
No,
okay. It just won't come in. I got a baby face, what can I say?
Can you do like a little like a goatee or like a mustache? How far
it would look ridiculous.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that this side won't grow and over here. I don't know. You know.
We should get some fake facial hair for you.
I'm a man child. He's a man child. What can I say? All right, people. Well, we've got to wrap it up. So, Joe Tobin, thank you as always.
Thank you so much for having me. It's always a good
time. Oh, the show's over.
How
did that happen?
It just is. It just flies by when you're having a whole lot of fun. Okay, so have a great weekend. And we've got 9 more days until Mother's Day and the Memorial Day weekend right around the corner, and then I'll be having vacation. Thank you for listening, and the John Batchelor Show is coming up next on KGO San Francisco.